This audio track is made for you by Vincent Lefrançois. Bonjour à tous and welcome to Learn French with Vincent, and this is Unité 20, Leçon A. And in this lesson, we'll see together l'euphonie. Okay, so we can start right now. So the question is, of course, what is l'euphonie? And it's a good question because it will be quite important when we talk about using the French language. So basically, l'euphonie is the idea that we will produce des sons agréables à entendre. So sounds that will be nice to hear. Okay, or then des sons plus facile à prononcer, sounds easier to pronounce. And this is an important thing when we talk about French language. It does mean that we will, in some cases, don't respect the grammatical rules just to modify the language to make it whether easier to pronounce or then nicer. Okay, so we'll see in this video the contractions, the liaisons, the inversion, then the special adjectives, the imperative form, and then this long form. Okay, because in all these cases, actually, l'euphonie will have actually something to say and something to modify. Okay, so we can start now with les contractions. And we've been seeing that quite many times before. When we've got this je et form, for instance, we get what we call a hiatus. Okay, so it's a quite difficult word, but that it does mean that you've got two vowels here, or two sounds of the vowels that will belong to different syllables, okay, and so they don't get along, and that's the main reason why we will have to modify it. We will have to take away this here, and we will get this je. In the same situation, when you get le arbre, you get this hiatus, and then you will have to take away your here just to get this l'arbre form. Same thing here, la ami. You take away your R, and then you will get l'ami. And finally, here, je utilise, same situation, sorry. You will have to take away your E just to get this j'utilise form. Okay, so j'ai, l'arbre, l'ami, j'utilise. Okay, so just for this reason, you will have to, so the hiatus reason, you'll have to take this E. And then away. Alright, so second situation now, and we're talking about les liaisons. Okay, so les liaisons, it's quite important because we tend to make them quite often. I've been making some videos. If you want to watch them, I explain a lot of things regarding the liaison. Okay, but then in this case, we will actually only focus on this euphonie aspect. So we get this nous avons. Okay, so nous avons, and then basically in that case, for, well, aesthetical and then practical reasons, we will make this little link between the two, and we will get nous avons. Okay, so nous avons will become nous avons. Then vous avez eu will become vous avez eu. Okay, so you can see that here you get the first liaison and then the second one here. And in the same way, ils ont eu will become ils ont eu. Nous avons, vous avez eu, ils ont eu. So let's see now what we call l'inversion, and then you can see here the letter T. Okay, so l'inversion. So normally, remember, when you construct a sentence, you've got first the verb, first the subject, then the verb. Okay, so il a. And then if you want to ask a question, normally we should change the order and put first now, first the verb, then the subject, okay? But then il looks a bit strange, it sounds a bit strange, and that's the reason why we will have to modify it and we will add this t here, okay? So you will get this form a-t-il, all right? So il a should become a-il, but then it doesn't sound nice, so it's a-t-il, all right? In the same way, elle parle, so subject verb, we should put that like that, verb subject parle elle. For the same reason, we will put this t between the two. Parle-t-elle? Il aime. Aime-il? Will become aime-t-il. Alright, so it's actually quite simple. If you look carefully, you've got here a vowel, vowel, vowel. Then in these cases, you will have to add this T between the two. Alright, so a-t-il, parle-t-elle, aime-t-il? And of course, it doesn't change if after parle, well, you've got je, or you've got tu, or you get other persons, because basically they don't start with a vowel, so the problem won't occur, okay? So let's see now what we call spécial, les adjectifs spéciaux, pardon, special adjectives. And we're talking about only three adjectives. And the first one is beau, beautiful, nice. Un beau homme. So it's actually quite interesting because in this case, beau homme, well, you can see that phonetically it's quite challenging to produce. So that's the reason why we will actually, instead of using this beau, use the second version that we have. So it will be belle. So it does mean that this adjective has two masculine forms. So you get beau and then you will have belle. Okay, so this belle will use for all the words that will come after, starting with the sound of a vowel. And you will get un bel homme. Un bel homme. Okay? So remember, I say the sound of a vowel because, of course, if you look carefully, you've got H here, okay? And it's not a vowel at all. But then in French, we don't pronounce it. So the first thing that you hear, it's so it's O, it's the vowel here. And that's the main reason why we will have to use this belle form, okay? So remember, beau masculin and then belle as well, written like that, masculin. The second adjective that will be modified is nouveau, okay? Un nouveau ordinateur, so you will have to modify nouveau and you will get the second masculine form of nouveau and it's nouvelle, so that you will use for all the words that start with the sound of a vowel. Un nouvel ordinateur. And the last one is vieux, old, un vieux arbre, okay, of course you've got this X at the end, but you don't pronounce it, okay? So it's vieux arbre, and then vieux actually will have a second masculine form, and it's vieille, okay? You get un vieil arbre, all right? So un bel homme, un nouvel ordinateur, un vieil arbre. Let's see now the imperative form, so l'impératif. And it's actually quite interesting because l'impératif, if you combine it with le pronom Y, so pronounced it, and then le pronom en, we'll see how it works. Because, for instance, you take the verb aller. Aller is really tricky, so take the time and concentrate now. So let's see, aller. Aller, normally at the imperative, should be va, just like that. So we're talking here about the tu person, okay? And then, if you want to combine it with the pronoun I, or Y here, then it will become vas-y. And when I spoke about the fact that this euphony can actually modify the grammar, you've got a good situation here, because basically, even if the form is normally va like that, you will have to modify it and put this s here just to get the sound vasi instead of vai. Okay, vasi. All right, so va is tricky because we've got the second example, and so as we so previously it's va, okay, and then if you combine it with the pronoun en, then it will become va-t'en. So you will keep the normal form, but then you will add this t between the verb and the pronoun va-t'en. Okay, in other situations like penser, for instance, if you look carefully, pense, okay, and then you want to put the e, all right, so in that case, you will change the grammar as well, and you will keep the s that we normally have at the present form, okay, pense-y, pense-y, all right, so you don't keep the normal imperative form for to, but then you will put this s. Pensez. Another example, chanter. Okay, chante. And then you put en after. Chantez-en. Okay, could be chantez-en une, chantez-en. Alright, so keep in mind that you will have to keep this s. Z. Chantez-en. Okay, to have this link between the two. And the last, but not the least, and it's long, okay? So let's see. Oops, my L is already there. Si plus on. So as we saw, it will create what we call a hiatus, okay? And that's the main reason why it was here from the start. You will have to add this L just to get si long. All right, so if you say si long, well, basically, we think that it doesn't sound that nice. You can hear it, honestly, you can hear it, but still, if you want to, well, use the language in a correct way, you should definitely add this L between the two just to get this form si long. Okay? Si on veut will become si l'on veut. Si on peut will become si l'on peut. Si on doit will become si l'on doit. Okay? Si l'on veut, si l'on peut, si l'on doit.